So I'm grabbing with a few things over here. One of them is really just really, really basic. I'm trying to understand the person. One issue I want to talk about. One issue I want to talk about is stimming Robert and Yosef into the studio. And then the one thing I just want to talk about, just trying maybe, I saw some very nice clarifications in this Shur Bikiris. You know, he put like some things nice. I just want to say that over and just maybe add a few things to there. And then 3 hours from now we should be ready to break. Just to maybe start with that Lakota, he's just very nice thing, just to keep track of the scenarios that we're dealing with. So we have theoretically three different scenarios which we're dealing with in the sugyas of seekers, etc. The first scenario is when you're being moisel from the present day price. You're giving a discount right now, right? You're giving a discount right now. That's the case of kirah, right? You're buying the shiva right now at a discount. That's the first scenario. The second scenario was the cases over here, visa kolbus, etc., which you're not being moisel from the present price. You're being moisel from the future price. Right now, I'm telling you, I'm charging you zarta zarta, and I'm charging you the cost of zarta. But it's varai that's going to be nisgadol. It's varai going to go up in price, and it's varai, and I'm in moizel connected to the future price. Then you have all the cases where there's this issue of shahr, where there's a chashash of the shahr might be nisyaka, which is the third case. Right. In the first two cases, we're only seeing heterim. The Gemara is only giving us heterim in the case of the first case. You need yeshlo. That's a parish of the Gemara. It's no gebeis. It doesn't have it. It's also because your body being moisel right now. And if it's ain't moisel, that's assuming there's no chalos kinyan. No chalos kinyan. It's a halva and you're being moisel. So that's mamash gonna be a problem. So that's round number one. Round number two, the more we hear it discusses, so the case of the Zarta, the reason why the more says it's mutter is because it's a chalois kinyan, if I want to try to do the same thing with my easy chalvas, right, so I'm going to have a problem, because the amount that I'm selling you, if I'm selling you a full amount, which might include today's and tomorrow's milking, which is not here yet, the milk of tomorrow is not here yet, and I'm being moisel gabei, so I'm going to have a problem in more sense. Because it's saying what? Right, so in both of these scenarios, even though I'm not... Now, there's a question, I'll learn Rashi, when Rashi says moisel gabei. If it means moisel gabei from the present price, that's the same, that's the picture. You're wrong. Fair shikamor. Right? He's saying if I have the present price and I'm being moisel gabei connected to the present price, it's only mutter, but yesh lo. Since I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing a certain amount of milk, which I can't guarantee. So it's a problem. Now, there is one suggestion to learn moisel gabei. If it's in the Gemara, the price is not giving you dover v'fuchay. Okay, listen, so I want to sell you whatever it's going to produce, it's mutter, right? But if he says kach v'kach, right, it's osur, right? Now, so what's the chiddush in the first case, right? So the chiddush in the first case, l'chara, is that even though I'm selling you, since the milk is there already, the giza is there already, right? So even though I make up a price, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's schar v'hefset. It might be more, it might be less. It means I'm not necessarily giving you any discount at all connected the standard price. The price is $1 a gallon. I said, I'll sell you what they're going to produce for $5. It might be 5 gallons. It might be 4 gallons. It might be 6 gallons. Right? So that's not a hozola batson. The board over here is I'm not arguing that the market price is $1 a gallon, and I'm charging you. Listen, I expect it to be 5 gallons. I'm charging you $5. It might be more, it might be less. Super Kabbal Scarman, Kabbal Hefson, and I'm giving you the market price. The second case is, but if I guarantee
you, that is the market price. Since
I'm not doing a hozola connect on the market price, and the heter is because there's a possibility of star, possibility of hefset,
and therefore that makes it like that's the new shar. Like, this is the shar. I mean, this is this used to be a shar for had, or
no, because the heter of carbon star carbon the hefset.
So get later on. So
well, the more the more the base. Carbon star carbon the hefset. Now, but then the Ghost Bryce goes to the next case. So now the next case, so right, he says, I'm guaranteeing you 10 gallons. I'm guaranteeing you 5 gallons. Now, that might be what it produces today. It might be based on what it produces tomorrow, because it might only produce 4 gallons today. Right? So Rashi says, so 1 second. So the Bryce says this also. So the Darbei Fuchah should be over here because there's no risk. So, the passion of the case was, I'm saying, listen, I'm telling you, what was his lashon? His lashon was, Mashiv is Cholbus, Kach v'kach, Mocher l'chol. So, in the first case, I'm saying Mashiv is Cholbus. I'm telling you, listen, I expect to get 5 gallons, I'm charging you $5. It might be 6, and you'll get it for $5. It might be 4, and you'll get it for $5. Okay? So, the next case should be, I'm saying, listen, whatever produces today, you get. It might be 6. If it's less than 5, I'll give you from tomorrow also. So now, your car is only scar, there's no hefsid, and you're possibly getting a discount. Because if it's 6, you get a discount. It's not the price, it's us. It's like Rashi, no. The case was Moshe Gobe. Right? So like it's not a double before, but the second case of the price, it wasn't the same arrangement, plus just gave you a guarantee, and that's why it's us. So it's a whole new case. You know, tomorrow I'm giving you 10 gallons at a discount. Right? And it's not the Brysa, so it's us. Why is it us? Because if I have all 10 gallons today, so that's the dinner kiro, I can be Moshe. But since I don't have all 10 gallons today, maybe, and they might have to wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow it's not here yet, so that's the case. Let's go get back in the sauce. So it's a very funny rice. You know, in the two halves of the rice, I did find one of the Rishonim, suggesting that the second case of the rice is the flip side of the first case of the rice. I'm telling you, whatever it's today, it might be 6, you'll get 6. But I'm guaranteeing you at least 5. So if today only produces 4, you'll get one from tomorrow. So it's at the price. So that's also because there's no, I'm giving you a possible discount and no hefsid. Right? But Rashi didn't learn like that. I'm not sure, you know, in the Lashon, he didn't make like the Lashon. So then, okay, but let's say, what do you say Rashi's case? So what's Rashi's case? Rashi's case is basically, it's this other dude over here, right? I'm selling you today some which will be produced today, some which is not here, it doesn't exist yet, that will come tomorrow. I'm selling you at a discount from the market. I'm actively giving you a discount today at the market price. Of course it does, sir. I mean, so I'm not sure what the finish of the price it was.
Why can't we say that? Because they're bringing the price for the safe for the for what's it called?
Argamor is calling the price up for the Argamor is calling the price to understand. But same,
but right. So
what's the price? What's the finish of the price?
Before it was a case of an Amora speaking, it wasn't price. So I mean, the price is the makor for that Amora. I mean, it's not sure the more.
Oh yeah, okay, could be. I hear.
It's all
just same. It's not Argamor. We, you know, for us, this is all hand. Okay. So then, going past the case of Garmida, which you know, the more is more is not comparing it totally, because Garmida, it's a case of Yeshloi. That's the Morris point. The shadow is that you say what's going to be Misrabba later on is called it's here or not. So Morris second lotion will be Paskin. It's here. It'll be and did they come? So Mel, it's Mutter. I am charging you a discount for the future, and I'm only delivering you the future. I'm only made up for the future, and I'm clearly giving you a discount from that. But since I'm giving you the present price, it's Mutter. Right? But in this case, it might be Mosul, even from the present price, that'd be awesome. Because then I'm that's clear that I'm that you know the reason why I'm doing the Hezola from the present price, even that is because there's a Hamton over here, right? So, right? So that would be awesome. Although the cases you've been talking about, all the cases of Sika, it's a totally different issue, right? And therefore, there's even a Hetzer Veinloy. That creates a whole new heter of Eimloi. So, but these cases, it's not shaykh heter of Eimloi because you need mamash the kinyan. I mentioned the Rikveger and Pesavah Chosim, or the case of Kira, and Lachara, the case of here also. I mean, all he did was give money. So the kinyan over here, you're not dealing with the kinyan, which is the kinyan derbanan of Mashiachas, etc. All he did is he gave cash. So Rikveger points out he's with Ike and Rashi that Rashi and Amar Aleph, the case of what I have the chitin, so it's a case of Geishloi, and I want to use my milva to buy the chitin. So Rashi says, I'm giving you to Kishar Shalach. Rashi stresses that twice. So if I say, I can't be Moisel. So Greg, I want to know why is it different in the case of Kiro? I'm doing a kidney right now, I can be Moisel. Right, we'll pick it up later on. Right? But I'm doing the kidney right now, I can be Moisel. So what's the problem? So Kibager, it says, he brings in the Mokriyos. So Mokriyos says a very simple terence. Pay Yeshua. He says, he quotes the Mokriyos at the bottom, it's a mistake, it's been Yeshua. That over here, the case that I started with the Havoah. So even though Mikra Din, it's mutter, but there's definitely a nira. I'm starting with the Havoah, and I'm giving you a Hazola afterwards. It looks like I'm doing that because of the fact that there was a Havoah involved. So that's why it's up. Pasha, there's Mitzad, if you want to put fancy titles, Mitzad the Avik Ribis Shaboy, you know, the Kinyonim, etc., we'll work it out. But there's a Mexican Ribis, right? So it's us. Right? Gregor says, I would make like this. He says that in Amud Beis, where there's he learns Rashi, not like the Rambam, that Milva is not Kinyan Kesef, it's not the same as Kesef. So over here I gave Amish Kesef, so that's the king of the rice. So me the rice, I'm kind. So me the rice, I'm kind. So something more, don't they hate you? Can we might as well go back? Over here, there is not a me the rice, a Kenyan. What there is there's enough of the arrangements, a Kenyanim, to shop a Mishapora. So that is only matter. So if you're not Moisel, so as he's like that, Rashi said before that, well, no, I don't think so. I mean, well, there is theoretically there is. I'll tell you what there is in a second, right? What's he saying? He's saying that the Gemara, the Rashi in the fourth parak, which we spoke about last time, Rashi says that leave it the Amos because our Namav Kid, the King of Moses, is still there. And even Makadosh Nisha afterwards, she be Mekudeshes because Midrashi owns the money, and that's all they gave was a heter of Chazara. That's true. That's the Rashi remains. The Gemara fears always in Reish Lakish, that's not required to Kishapa Mishapara. So the Shaila is now, in the Bi'erachon holds most kindness, are we forced to say only such a level of Kinyan Shapa Mishapara, or even other levels of commitment Shapa Mishapara? That is learning like the Shach. That you don't need that a full fledged Kenyan the rice to be able to Shapa Mishapara. Mishapara is going to be Shapa even less than that. And that's enough to be matter this case, even though Mimil was not kindness. But that being said, since it's not a real Kenyan, you don't really own it, so then you can't be Moisel. There is the heter of being Moisel is what's the heter of being Moisel? The heter is Amtonus Mos. The heter is not Amtonus Mos. It's yours immediately. Mm-hmm. So by definition, there's no Amtonus Mos. Over here, there's no Kenyan. Mm-hmm. So there is Amtonus Mos. Mm-hmm. So being Moisel is going to be us. Mm-hmm. It's enough to be out there. Be sure with the chashash of the Siakris in the future, etc. Right? So then the Chara Kibager has to learn like the Ghost Mordechai over here. This heter is only true if you give him Mamish these items. You can't switch to something else. It has to be designated Kiros, and you have to give him those items. You can't give him. Tosha says you can eat up, I can use these up and give you something else. That's true in this heter over here of the case. Psikal Ashar, Shemini Siakru, Mishaparas. You know what? Okay, fine, give me something else. This is a heter of a Kenyan Mamish. That's because I'm being Mordechai Mamish. You have the Mamish Kara right now. I can't use it afterwards. I can't replace it with something else.
Kenyan Gomer or
it's a Kenyan Gomer.
Because if let's say it's burnt, so if he takes
a fresh also, you have to be closer.
Why can't I say
it's a Kenyan Psika business?
What?
Why can't I say it's a Kenyan Psika, which is Kenyan Psika by definition of a Rechala and a particular item?
Good, but that doesn't allow you to be Moisel because once you do what because once you're not designated guy.
Yeah, this is
Mechel Memkar,
it's not a whole
lot. This is all it's all Derek Mechel Memkar. But since the Maisa, there's nothing that the Cholos is cow. There's no Kenyan with this cow.
So Willis Mordechai would say this in all the cases by Psika?
No. In this scenario, we're giving Mosul Gabe up front.
I understand, but in any Mosul Gabe, so Willis Mordechai would say the same thing. Any Mosul.
The case of the psik of Yotze, which were Yeshlo, Yotze, Shara, I don't need that.
Right.
So
but when
there's
no
kidney.
Right. So then, what's the problem? The problem is avagrimis, so the problem is so either or, why can't we say that the Yeshlo is good enough to take care of?
No, Parshas, he learns it's an avag.
How are you proving this point?
What?
How are you proving this point? You ask, your proof is because you being that Moisel.
Which point?
You're going from what Rebbe Kreger says by Melva to our case over here, and you're saying that Melva, the only way it makes sense here is if it's Mamish Akinyan. That's a jump. Now, Rebbe Kreger says it. Rebbe Kreger says it by. He says that you buy with a Milva, Milva's not Kaina at all, and therefore that's why
you can't even be Shapur, right? And over here, the reason why it's Mutter, because I was really kind of the item.
Because you're kind of the item, right? Now we know that there is a Kenyan involved even by Ein Bershusa. Because it's called Bershusa, even by Ein Lot, right?
No, but so Kenyan could say, no, that's the Shapur.
That item says not enough, right? That Kenyan is not enough. So either he learns like the Shach.
Right.
Now it could be that Yeshle though, the Shach, we have no information about Yeshle. Right? The Shach might hold that Yeshle, you do have a Kenyan. That type of Ein Bershusa the Shach might be okay with. Yeshle is a much more Bershusa than something in the Shuk, right? Now there's something here, it's not limited to here. It's an Embraer type of the Kenyan.
Right.
So you can switch it out.
I understand. I think with Gregor's point that the whole thing is like three lines long.
I saw it. No, yeah. I'm saying it's just not. This is a middle case. It's not. We don't know for sure that this case would have that problem.
I don't. I hear, but I think Gregor's point over here that it's a Kenyan mamish. Yeshlo is not a Kenyan mamish.
It could be.
No, it's not. How can you machlev it?
How can I eat it
afterwards?
It's a form of Kenyan mamish. I mean, I'm saying.
I know what that means.
Well, we don't know what this type of Kenyan is anyway. I don't know how to describe it, but it's some sort of a Kenyan, right? According to the Smah, the Marshal, right? There's something Schal, even on Ein Bershusa and Gamri, right? So something happens over here.
Okay.
Of some form.
I hear. We
were learning this type called King Sika, which is bad, so you bought that he should supply you with wheat, and then that is a King of Shem Suyam.
Even if that's true, you have to tell me: is that a shibud on the gavra or on the chefsa? If it's on the gavra, the chor should not be matter in this case because you can't be moizel on something right now.
A kinyan on the gavra is nothing. That wouldn't make him a shapar either. I don't know what that would be. Right? That'd be
no. Kinyanetain. If your whole kinyanetain works,
it's like a chayvus. You're saying
it's a chayvus.
That's not what's going on over here.
If you say
it's
a kinyan on a darshan b'suyam, you can't say if it's on the gavra on the chefta. It is on the chefta, but the whole point of it is not on a specific chefta. It's on wheat in general.
I understand
that. That means.
I understand. So I'm getting a shibud on the X amount of wheat that I have to give you Y amount of wheat. You have 1,000 bushels. I'm buying 50. I'm getting a shibud on your 1,000 bushels that you must give me of these 1,000 bushels, 50 of them. So that's not true. I can eat all of them and give you something else instead. So it's not even on double mesuyah. You can consume all 1,000 bushels and give you 50 other bushels.
But even
you're sitting there, I understand. If I have 1,000, I say, you know what? These 1,000 are mashup, they give you 50 of that. So that then there's a chalois, it's like dekal of heroes. I understand that. But that's not what you're saying.
So the way Mr. Shah says it is that he says it's worse than that in the case of what I'd be saying. It's even more it's on phantom wheat, it's on.
No. But even so, that's the aimlet. Yeshla clearly does something, right? Even though, according to Taisa, you could switch it out. But it Kenira, it does something. It makes it a better Kenyan, right?
I understand. Right? We see it.
Even though you can switch it out, being that there is something here now, so there's more smichas das. I don't know exactly what part is. But so somehow, it becomes a better Kenyan.
I understand, but that better Kenyan. Again,
it's debatable. I say, at this point, it's a debatable point whether it's necessarily that Craig would hold that as a problem.
I hear.
Yeah.
Both the Shach and Taz, the Maisa, on this case of Zeris, they speak up in favor. They bring the Ghost Mordecai and they pass them like that. That you can't switch it out. That has to be dafka those things. Loshon Lacheres is going to be also. In other words, this heter of being Moisel for the future, even he says it's a problem.
Well, it doesn't have to be dafka soon though. It says that it has to be that from
not from it has, these things.
Those
Loshon Lachanu Deluyin. These Deluyin.
Yeah, but let's say he gets 10 out of 20. So it doesn't have to say, okay, I'm going to count that right beforehand. These 10 dafka. The point is that it has to be that you don't have it from the Mordechai itself.
Can't be different ones.
Right. If all you have from the Mordechai is that it can't be, you know, ones that didn't exist at the time of the Pisco. But
No, I
don't have to say that dafka. He doesn't set aside 10 specific ones. It could be. It has to be that dafka 10 out of those 20. Or is Rebbe learning the Rebbe saying no? That the Mordechai saying dafka, you know, 10 of the specific ones.
You know, they're quoting the Lashon of the girl's Mordechai. Sounds a little bit stronger than what they quote. Maybe you want to handle that. That's how good for that's part of the Shiloh. Taflam and Gimel.
Right.
Huh? Taflam and Gimel. Right in the beginning.
Here's Taflam and Beis.
Yeah, it's right on the top. Like two lines over there. Okay, so you have to know you have a honey kiroi, the snow, bashas pieces. The Zogonu, the Hul, the Hanu, the Havile, bashas pieces, in the Shatrina, I got the Yorbakrina, Zosa. Okay. I'm not sure that would necessarily. I have a problem with that. I'm not sure that I have a problem with that. That might be true also, but then that's a clear holy opinion. That's not like a double. That loved after it's called the Rosh Hashanah Masuyim. If I designate X amount, we're going to be a certain amount from that amount. That's called the Masuyim. The Gavi Hilchos Kashrus Mishpat. That's a full Kenyan.
Okay.
The
biggest
point is it's a full Kenyan.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So all these cases are the cases that I'm doing, giving the money now, and I'm getting getting the item later. Right. Shrosha is the opposite. Right. I'm getting the kinyan of the item now, and I'm paying the money later. Okay, so that's a whole separate sugya, right? Well, the other trushers, that's the standard lesson of trusher and shas, trusher shuri. That's, you know, even the rishayish thing is also a whole scientific issue. Because I'm not cutting it now, because I'm being mocked. But the standard, the kudu trush is the item is here and it's ready to go, and you're buying it now and you're paying it later. And the Mishnah says with Farish in that ain marbon alamecher. So I can't be marbon alamecher. It means I can't say in this situation when you're cutting now, you owe me the money immediately. If you pay me later, you're going to try to charge you more, right? Right? And the Mishnah says, why is Skar Mutter? Bar Ben Skar, because the din is by Skiris, you're not carrying the money till the end. So then that's the opposite. What I'm telling you, you're going to pay me later is the true price, and what I'm giving you a cheaper price now is a discount. So that's not a problem. Right? Mm-hmm. But we're going from the world of Trusha to our Sugya, you have to keep in mind, like, what's the sushi between the sugyas? The sugya trasha is there's clearly a chayv moment. It's a vade chayv moment, and the issue is I'm charging you more for waiting. That's clear, right? That's the main marbon alamecher, but the cases which are mutter, right? So comes along and says, so why is it mutter, right? That since I'm cutting right now, if I make up the price, I say, listen, I'm charging you more for the price, and I don't make up two studded, Right? So I write the charge. You when you probably say, what, the charge or not? Kazal Tosis says, so what Kazal Tosis says, no, Dafka, that mean, but it's nicker because of Lamtah, huh? Ain't Shulma Yudu. Okay, but what Tosis, what pushed Tosis to do that? Tosis pushed them to do it from our sugi. Right? Tosis comes along and says, he says, I'm going to give you Chamisha Bezuzah, Lizman Ployni. So if there's no Shur, there's no Osu. But the Alba is a Shur, Lipsuk, because that's the Shur. Now, you tell me, my Osu Lipsuk Chamisha Bezuzah. Now, what is he asking? He's asking in the case of Einloy, right? Because the case of Yeshloy, it's Mutter, right? So the case of Yeshloy, right? It's Mutter, even though the Shur right now is Dala Dala, and I'm saying I'm going to deliver it Lizman Ployni. I'm giving you the money now, waiting for my item, I'm getting a discount. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the mice, I'm cutting it right away. So we said at the end of the day that the Kenyan, even though Mama's giving you a discount for, I'm giving you money up front, and I'm waiting for my item. So why are you giving me a discount? Because you're waiting to deliver it. You're getting the money before you're delivering the item. But no problem. Why is it mutter? Because the chalois Kenyan is now. So there's no argonaut. There's no argonaut. Right? Right? This is Tosis. Okay. But why is the case of Ein Lo Yosser? Why is it different than the case of Trusha Dov Nachman? Is Trusha Shari Limkos Skar Behem Tonim? So the current Tosis Kash is a bell. By the case of Trusha, the Chalosh is immediate. And Nachman's point is, as long as you don't speak anything else, I have a right to charge you. I have a right to overcharge you. Right? Which is what I'm doing. Right? I know the reality is I can't pay until later. So I'm saying, listen, instead of the price being 10, I want to charge you 12. Before I know Tosis Teretz, right? Right now, you go to Rabbi Frank. He sells it for 10. I'm selling for 12. I want to sell you for 12. I want to sell for 12 because I know you happen to be a bum. You're not going to pay me any money until later. Okay. So what does it do with anything, right? But the board is, since the chalos is immediately and the chayv mammon is immediate, everything is immediate. That's the din of trash. Over here, the case of Einloy, right? So there's no chalos kinyan, period. Over here, there's a halva. And as Dr. Gemara, you know what? You want to give a discount by getting the person lending you money and delivering an item later on at a discount because of the uses of the money. It's also what's the case of Trusha? What in the world is this? Gosh, of course, it's the case of Trusha. It's a different world.
At Trusha, there's also an agonather, isn't there?
Again, there is an agronotter because I'm waiting for my money.
Right, so that would be the dimyan.
One second, but that's being true. But what's the sort of Reb Nachman's head? So why is Reb Nachman talking to say it's mutter? Right, it's mutter. Before we know this is there, it's mutter because at the end of the day, I write the charge whenever I want. So as long as I don't speak out, I say, listen, if you pay me now, it's this. If you pay me later on, it's that. I didn't say that. I'm buying now. I don't give you a price. I'm doing it because I understand that you're not going to pay me until a month from now. As long as we don't discuss that as part of the conversation, it's like, well, that's mutter.
But what about Abba?
That's also called Abba.
That's what
you take Mamish.
So you want to tell me, according to the Sefer, that it's Mamish, it's Shai, King and Gomer, so then the person says, okay, both were King and Gomer, so meaning King and Gomer, that's true. So then the case is exactly the same. I understand. Right? But, you know, the pashas of the Gomer, the Gemara saying over here, I can't do it, right? Let's know Gabay. We're saying that
half of this is terrible.
What?
No, what? Remember saying the
problem with Gabay is a problem by my oyster, right? No, I'm saying the Gemara is saying that. The Shah is what's Bush Tate in the Gemara, right? So Kregger says the Gemara is Bush. Because over here, what you need, the level of kinyan that you need to be matter, is not the level of kinyan you need for the sugyas of Ein Lo Yesh Lo by Psika. Right? That's what the Gemara is telling me. Over here, you need a full kinyan. There's nothing more. He lost two men. There's no full kinyan. Even Jotashar, there's no full kinyan. That's what the Gemara is saying. I don't know. Don't state in Gemara.
No, unless you say at the end of the day, it wouldn't work for one of these types of Yom Tov Shachar. But it looks bad because you're Oizel, therefore you do the Mylar.
Again. Tosis is assuming that, and asking a Kasha, and saying as you said, I better don't assume that. You have the Kasha, and maybe everything, and nothing new you start is. The Gemara is pushing. The Gemara is telling over here, in this situation where you're being Oizel up front, as opposed to other scenarios over there, you need a full bona fide kingdom. Let's push up the Pshat and the Gemara. So the Gemara, you know what? Yom Tov Shachar doesn't help you. So I say, you know what? The Gemara is shmir because Yom Tov Shachar must be. I have an idea. The Gemara is telling me that. Don't take the Gemara. I'm sorry. This is not acceptable. That's the truth of the Gemara. The truth of the Gemara is, before you get to Tosis, the truth of the Gemara is, that's what Kimegar is saying. The truth of the Gemara is saying that over here, we're giving Moisel up front on a value. Right? Because I'm only going to deliver it later on. Ayla doesn't work. That is goofy, the condition of Gemara. In other cases, Ayla works. Yeah, because that's what it's not finally going to happen, etc. That's Pasha, the state in the Gemara. Tosis says, you know what? I hold this ma, and it's a little chilek. May I hold the Gemara Shmir? May I have to make a whole new start of a Shumma? You know what? Like, wow. Really? That's like, you know, like, who gave Tosis the right to make Hanukkah number one, say it's equal to this number two, number two? Merely he has a cash of Trosha, number three. Merely he has a whole new start, and he messes up all the name of Trosha because of this new start. Because of his cash, he's Machadish a whole new din, which is passed in Allah. Shumma Yidua. It's always Trosha. The word doesn't say it anywhere. The Tosis is a kiddush because of his kasha, which we're saying, like the smile, might be true. Melo, let's be chadash all these yisurim. Okay, you know, I mean, really, I have a better idea. Don't assume that the sushah from the smile over here makes any sense. Melo, you have no kashas, and everything is solved. That's what I'm asking. I think it's a fair question. I have a right to ask the question. So Rav Moshe Moshe Horowitz in the back asked the question. He says it's shmir. He says, he says, Maishno. He says, Shno. He says, it's like a 2-3 line piece. That's all he says. He says, I don't have a good terence. I don't have a good terence.
He's
the only
one who asked the question.
What?
He's the only one who asked.
So I saw David was bringing in his he brought somebody else. I hadn't hooked it up yet. He brought somebody else as the parish. You know, it's a fair question. The Tosis. Remember, I was learning Tosis. I remember this kasha last time. I learned Tosis. I said, I can't touch it. I couldn't wrap my head around Tosis' kasha. It took me like 5 times to read Tosis. What is he asking? Then I remember, like, I wrote the cup. Why? I don't understand, because the taka doesn't make any. Tosis' kasha at first glance is like Chinese. Chazanya Cheskel, he brings a Chazanya, also has the cash. So I don't know if it's Chazanya Cheskel yet.
That's all we have.
That's all he brings. I mean, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there, but, you know, if the only thing he came up with is Chazanya Cheskel and rolls him short,
that's not good.
It means everybody, all the other crime thought everything makes sense. You know, when you have such a cash like this, I mean, you punch it out, you know you're not an Oritz. And nobody asks the cash, you know, you really have an Oritz. Like, you know. So he says a Terrence. He quotes over here a Terrence.
And they clearly understood Tosha different, right? The question is predicated on how you're understanding Tosha.
I declare you also as a Tosha.
I think the machlokes between tells and language. I don't know.
That was the hanacha you're understanding Tosha with, is that the right to set a price because the machira is happening now. Right, that's the hanacha, why you have the right to set any price you want. That's why the hazala isn't intrinsically rivet. Right, where you're asking that if the machira doesn't happen now, then the hazala is intrinsically rivet. That's the question. That's right. The shot. And in other words, if you understand Tosha, if you were to understand that Tosha is that whenever it's not mafurish, it's not a hazala. Whenever two prices are not mafurish, then it's not called a hazala.
I understand. I'm agreeing with that. I'm just saying, but that was only said in the context when there was a chalais kinyan.
No, how did Tosha know that? Your question would be, how did Tosha know that?
Right. But the hechatim the more gave me is that's true in a context when there's a chalais kinyan. There's no intrinsic hamtan over there, right? But over here, there's intrinsically a hamtan, right? Because there's no chalais kinyan, right?
No, what I'm just saying is that it could, if the point of the Gemara is that Tarsha is not called a hazala, then there's no real reason to be mechalis. right? That's what I understand. What your question is that it could be that that itself is predicated on the fact of the kinyan. That is to say that it's not called a hazala is because their kinyan is right now. That's how I'm understanding how you're asking the question.
Right.
Where you could, what you could say differently is that no, that if the fact that it's not a hazala is not predicated on the fact that the kinyan is happening now. It's not a hazala because anytime there's no mafarish, it's not called a hazala.
That's long as terrence, I understand.
That's anachah of his terrence. That's anachah of his question too. Could be.
I understand, but
how did he know that? How do you know that that's the
Hagdar? Is building a tremendous amount of information.
How do you know that?
So Tosis creates, the halacha lemaisa and nafkaminas are significant. I mean, this is a very common issue in business. Right, the standard terms of many businesses is they have like 210 net 30 or something like that.
Oh, there they are, Mepharish.
What?
There they are, Mepharish. That's the problem.
But Tarsus is always Mechadish, this issue that's the case of Marv. But the Charlie is, you can get around some of the Mepharish points, but even then, if it's once a Char Yadua, you have a problem. Now, look, the truth is, the Char Yadua, that's a phrase you're going to hear somewhere in your business life.
Sure.
210 means I'll tell you why there's a tzad hetter in a second. I said, listen, the cost, if you pay me by the next 3 days, this is the cost. The invoice is for $1,000, the cost is $1,000. You pay within the first 10 days, you get 2% off.
Within the first 2 days of the 10...
The 10 days, you get 2% off.
That's called net 230.
So it's 210, net 30. Right, you can have 110, you can have 115, you can have, you can make any numbers you want, but that's a very common number is 210, net 30. Right? So there you're Mepharish, right? That's the case of Marvin and Lascar. If you pay me today, right? And in the case of, you're getting the merchandise now, and you're getting invoiced for the merchandise, right? And I'm saying that I need the money earlier, so I'm willing to give you a discount, right? So the Shaila is, what is the correct Musaf over there? That's an interesting question, McCloud.
What is the, I'm sorry?
What is the correct way to say the value? The mission says Marvel Laskar is Mota, Marvel Lamecher is also. So really we need to say that Sugya. But the more so, what's the killer? Because Mecher, I owe you the money immediately, and Skar, I only owe you the Skar at the end of the month. So therefore I'm not being Marv, I'm giving a discount. Right, but Mecher, I owe you immediately.
Could you turn it into a schirus again?
So there's a tshuva from the Emir Yosher. He says that nowadays it's so common, to buy things at credit and pay later on in business, at least in business. I don't work in a store and buy in credit. I give you cash. Retailer, you buy wholesalers. This is all by wholesaler.
Right?
Everything is done in credit. Nobody gives you cash on the barrel except for people who want to hide from the government. That wasn't recorded, right? Everything is done. You send the thing, you send your invoice, you pay me later on. So Mehecha tells you that the original price is now the real price. It became standardized in business nowadays that the net 30 is the real price. So then we give you a discount up front. So that's he wants to be Mechadish, which is,
the Machna Prime, it's a whole hack whether you can even do that. Yeah, that even works.
Which part?
That a real price. It helps that one is a real price.
Right.
That's a shadow. It even helps.
You're saying the real price is the lower price at the end. But so
the real price is the higher price at the end.
Higher price is the real price. That's why I'm giving you a discount. So I'll give you a discount
if you pay me early.
I understand.
Right? And the ride to it, if it's
there's no real fight.
Right. I mean, it's like a serious.
And the riot to it is, because what's the arrangement? The arrangement is, it becomes day 30. What about if I wait till 2:11? The day 11. What happens then? I don't get a discount. Right? So if the real price is the lower price, I'm charging you extra, right? So that's why you're right now. It's after day 11. I want to charge you more already. You're late, right? So the chat is, that's the price. If you're nice enough to give me the next 5 days, I really can use a little money, I'll give you a discount for that, right? The thought process of the businesses is more along those lines. There are some businesses
only... He has arrived at this, the Reisha? I'm saying he has... What, that's his own Einfall?
I mean, that's the one who says it. You know, the Bris Yehuda quotes it. He also has a lot of the Lashikim Yisrael account. You know, if you're dealing in wholesalers, it's
do you find Gemara's Mishnayim like that? That you could that there's you could spout that there's right now a price, even though that you can make two. Where does that come from? Saying?
I mean, the Gemara says that by Skar. Now, the Skar, I mean, the Gemara says Skiris is Mishlemes Lubasov.
So, you turn the Mishlemes.
Where they come from? It's not a Pasuk of Chumash.
Oh, that I understand, but I'm saying.
Chazal told me this is a fact. So, where did the fact come from? So, Chazal said, listen, we believe the right way to do Skiris is at the end. Maybe that's Pshat. Or no, the saying that was the way the society worked, and therefore, it's not a problem in Marvel Skar.
So well, you turn the mechir now into a schiris, really. That's what Mir Yeshua did.
It has the same halachic equivalent. It's not schiris, it's a mechir.
No, of course not, but I'm saying the
Yisrael Yaitse is the same thing of Marvel Amit Oskar. It's
camp, not
for anything. I don't know how you could do such a thing.
So that's all. Then you get a button out.
Camp's different.
There's a negative product. Because you're paying for the whole product for a long time.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Again, but this is a case where there's a Kenyan immediately. But the case where I'm not getting the item until later on, right? I don't get a Kenyan immediately. So then,
can you make it that they're two different prices? This is one price. They're two different. No, I'm not making Italian Zman. I'm saying there's one price and there's another price. But it's not, you know, they're two different. Right. Yeah, they're two. What? No, I understand.
I'll rephrase it.
Yeah, okay, so I'm saying you have to figure out how to be menaseachet. That's the mediation.
No, so what there is, okay, now just touching on that. Tosfos grapples, the Mishnah Rambam in the din of Poskim. In personal appearance, actually, Yotzashar, personal Bishan Lazayesh Lazel. Okay. The mission is the first verse at the end. Poskim Mar Bishar Gavoya, Rabbi Yudar Mar Evil, Eshla Poskim Mar Bishar Gavoya, Yochalem Latanli, because Latanli is Moisa. Okay. So what's Poskim Mar Bishar Gavoya? He said, listen, I'm buying it right now. I'm giving you the money right now, and I'm getting the items later on, and I'm going to pay you $10 a bushel. Right? So that means, even though it goes up to $12 a bushel, it's mutter because I have it, or because it's Yotzah Hashem. Now, what will be my mazel if the price goes down to $8 a bushel? What happens then? Right? So the Tanakhama says, I have a right to arrange with you in that situation, I will get the better price. Yehuda says, I don't need to have to arrange it, it's automatic. Right? So now, so Tosfos comes along over here and says, Gebal Mavel, what you've accomplished, it's not that it's the heter of the Gemara over here in the case of the barrels. And then remember, Chachavi had a carbo zuzi achavisa the chamro. He talked of rishus. So Yaker zila rishus. So he says, Lachara, that's carbo chavra rochel the hefsim. Says no, since you mekabel zula, it's carbo zelda zel. Right now, in this case, you're not mekabel. You're not chayv in tochra pashas. I'm buying wine from you. And I tell you the first verse at the end. Mistab in that case, you have to give me good wine. Even though all the wine you have over here went bad, I wasn't with Kai to take from Dr. this wine which is here. This is the same Tosfos before. I can eat it, I can consume it. Tosfos says, let's take it a step by turn. Tosfos is Mesupik. Tosfos first lesson says, there could be if all my wine went bad, right? In the case of Yeshloi, all my wine went bad, you've got to get bad, you take bad wine. Because when I have good wine, I have to give you the good wine. But if all the wine goes bad, I was this kind to give it from this wine which is here. So I says, no, Mistaba, that's not true. And you're Makai wine. So this is all chaymits. You can't give me this. Go get something else in the shuk. I wasn't the Kai of the cloud from this wine of the cloud. Even in the case of Yeshloi, Tosfos. Okay, so now I'm not talk for it, it's Brishus Amoich. Zula is Rishus Amoicher. So why in the world is this case mut? Okay? That's Tosfos Gash. Tosfos says that Shadows and the Kiman Dana Parisman of Aurora and Lakeh a Nikr Shay Karv Laskarbarak Lehefsit. But over here I'm saying these barrels. Right? So here are these barrels. If the Tokva happens under barrels, I don't take it. So that's the nicker. That was the worst cash. And the worst there it is, since I am a Kabbalah Hefsid, okay. But in a case where it's not mavura, it's not nikur the fact that it's karbus ha'rakul lehafsid. Now, every sugya which you had until now, getting a kinyan now in a specific item has been better for us. It's not been worse for us. Tosis is introducing, here we have a case where not being nikur, not being mavura, makes it better. Right? So Shal Shaila is. Rikimager comes along and says, Lulik Divar Tosis, I would say a different shot in the Mishnah. I think he said one of the Mishnah says it. Right? The Mice I gave you, I only gave you Kastev. So I'm allowed to be Chayser. And Elmer, I get a Mishapora. But if there's what the Mishnah is telling me, in the case where there was a Hishtanus of the Shar, and I never meant to, there's no Mishapora in that case. So I can be Chayser. What?
The Shar changes, why?
Because I don't want to pay $10 for the things that cost $8. So it's a full-fledged Kenyan right now, and that's why you have the tear, or you know, whatever level of Kenyan it's a Kenyan, right? But there's a din of so LMI what? How did you know that I wasn't Mekamish Shapur in that case? I told you, by the way, if the price goes down, I'm going to exercise my rights. So then there was never Svichas Das, because I'm a Shapur. And the Tanakam, I need to speak it out. I don't need to speak it out even. So it's a. But Tosis wasn't nachas to that mahalo. So Tosis comes along and says a whole new board. So that needs to be explained. What's the swerve of that? Just one last thing I just want to touch on. Is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef come along and say a case of Einloi. So why is it mutter? Because you say Shkila to Pesach v'Shadrach Hizri. So the Rishonim on Ayin Beis on Beis grapple with the Gemara, comes up with some other arguments of the fact that I can go be Yosef, etc. So that's not what Abba Rabbi Yosef said before. So the Ritva says over here, but you need both. In other words, because we saw from the Trash of the Rapapa, the fact that on the Marcher side everything is wonderful, right? The Moichah is the Malva. In our case, the Loiv is the Malva. So on the Malva side, he's not gaining anything. So there's no Tarkus. Right? Just keeping track of the players over here. And a Trusher or a Pauper says, I'm not getting anything. Right? He's the Moichah, but he's also the Malva, because he's waiting for his money. And this Gemara over here, the Lekech who's giving the money up front is the Malva. Lekeach says, I'm not getting anything, I can get it somewhere else. So both, they're parallel, even though it's Merker and Lekeach, mm-hmm. They're parallel. The Malva says, I'm not getting anything, there's no Tarbus. But the Morse says, that's very nice. But in Rapapa's case, the Lekeach says, yeah, but I'm losing. Right? Lekeach over there being the Loiv. In our case, the Merker is the one who's losing, he's giving a discount. But when the Loiv is losing, and the Morse says, that's not acceptable. Right? Because you know, you want to call it, it's Neshav the Tarbus, you might want to call the words, but that's not Mutter. Right? So you see, so what are Robin and Grace telling me?
I have turrets. I thought, why can't both of them go to Hini Vashili? Lekech and the Mecha. Why is it such a kasha? Just like the Lekech go to Hini Vashili, the Mecha could also buy it right now for cheap in Neely and Shili. Whether or not we go back to the Machlokes we had. At what point are we going to Hila Vashili? Rabbi said at the time of the Psika, we were saying at the time of the. Either way, both of them can go and can buy it for a discounted price. Why is it just as far on one side?
Well, see, that's not necessarily. Well, that might necessarily be true.
Why?
Because. Stop for a second. So, the marker over here is the Loiva, right? You're saying once he gets the money, he can go to Hini Vashili and buy it with it.
Well, he uses his own money. I don't care what money he uses. Why does that concern me? He uses his own money. It's his business. He has the ability to. It's all about the ability, I thought.
Well, the point of the Gemara is I have my money in my hand, and I can go to Hini Vashili. You're not doing me any favor. I have the money available.
Right.
That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Right?
Well,
So you want to flip it around.
Better is it once he has the money, either way.
So that's an interesting question.
But even so, I don't know why it has to be once he has the money. Why can't he supply it himself?
Who said he has the money? Why is the guy giving me the simple case of the Gemara? The reason why the person is willing to give me these things in the future at a discount is because he needs money. that is the simple case of the Gemara, right? So if you're saying that he has to yesh bi'ar bo'os is with shafta heter, I mean then you're right. The question is strong. So why is the idiot doing this? Right? You know, obviously he's not an idiot. That's not an option for him. So he is benefiting from this arrangement. And the reason why he's willing to do this is because the fact that you're willing to wait till I get the items, I'm willing to give you a discount. So the argument of Hini Vashila the Kara Pasha should not apply on the Moicher.
Once again, say once he gets the money, then it's over, it's done, finished, and they're already the rivers.
That point is the reason why I am agreeing to this arrangement is to get the money and to be able to do this. So you're right. I could theoretically take your money. I run down to the Hini Vashili and buy it right now and then let it be Nisyakra and I'll make the money on it, right? But if I had money, I would have done it without. So Tara says, why am I doing this? Because I need the money. I don't need the money to run Hini Vashili. I need the money for other things and I'll take care of my tool later on. Yes. Because it's nicker from the whole arrangement that's the purpose, that's the function of this arrangement is for me to get money. Beside him, this is along the lines of what the benefit let me ask you a stupid question.
I just wonder, does the reality matter so much? That's all I'm saying. If in theory, I could say it's not really a hondo because I had this eitza, isn't that enough to potter up this whole
no? They quote, there's a Sefer Shira Chaim Brisker on the Bar Mitzvah, the black one. I mean, she owns it, I can't find it. I know somewhere, that's where it is. Yeah. Not the Kedusha, the Shiurim. Yeah, I know we have it. We have it somewhere. It's not in the back. So Rabbi Newman quotes over here. He quotes that Rav Chaim Brisker. So let me ask a stupid question, right? Why don't you say every case of Havoah? Right, if I have, what's the argument? You're getting money. If I would have kept the money, I would have invested. I would have made money. So. that's exactly what the Torah answered. So what's this argument? I could have got the same benefit somewhere else, but that's exactly what the Torah answered. Because I'm getting the benefit now through a process of giving you money and not returning and getting using the process of Avoah. So what's the Torah of the Gemara? So he says like this. And again, I'm doing it based on the way he quoted it. He says you're right. That's what the Torah answered. He says, but as soon as I lend you the money, I don't have the money to make that benefit. So then I'm getting the benefit through this process. Right? Over here, my argument is that I want to get the tzavua and get the benefit of going up in value. I used you to do that. Instead of going to Hinashil, I did exactly that with you. So it's not a theory to what this potential benefit is. That is exactly the benefit. Right? Over here, I didn't invest it. Over here, I did invest. The quote-unquote investment is what I actually did. Right, I gave it to you. Now, whereas over there, I didn't invest it, I gave it to you. I thought I could come out and give it to you and invest in it, but now that I gave it to you, I can't invest it. That's exactly what the Torah answered. Over here, the quote-unquote investor that we're talking about is buying tavua and letting it go up. Now, you chose not to go to Hinder Shili and store it away. That's not my headache. But I did exactly what I argued I could do. I went and bought tavua. Right, so I could have ran the Hinder Shili or I could go to you. So that's now if you want to flip that thought process around to see if that argument works on the Merkus side, it probably doesn't work on the Merkus side. That makes sense. What I'm doing is exactly what I could have done
with Hinder Shili.
In Hinder Shili, but that's the point of the Gemara. He says that's the Merkus terrace, the Hossam Haba Hachazvini. That's exactly the title of the Gemara. That's exactly what the words mean. The chiluk is not the right system. The chiluk is it's a whole different thought process. I got lost over here.
The kasha was the Tarsha and us.
No. The shal is Rabban and Yosef. So the Ritva says you need both. So the Gemara we hear is arguing. The Gemara we hear is saying that mitzad the Merker. Why is the case of Ein Loy Mutter? Because the Gemara says, because he's able to get it. So it's Kilos Mishusoy and Nisaka Mishus, etc. So it comes out according to the Cheshvan, twice before, and some Bezum Bez, which said that the Heter is Nisaki Rishusa and Mishapura, is not a steer to this Gemara. The Chavos Das put this whole binion that the Gemara, the Heter, whether it's Mishapura. Male in a case of it's not a shar which has a reef because there's no Heter Mishapura. Come Rabbi came along and said that that case is mutter anyway because Malhe Malhe Demeit. He says, okay, that's very nice, but let me stop the market. Why is it mutter in that scenario with the Loma Shapura? Oh, it's mutter misab, this new smor. Right? Right? That's how, you know, the Chavos Das learned the flow of the Gemara. According to this ritual over here, both elements are necessary. Flipping it back into a case of Yeshloi, right? We don't have, I am benefiting you because it wasn't Yotzer Shar, I am benefiting you. So a case of Yeshloi, the Chalois Kinyan, you know, is more of a Kinyan, and then that's Sai Mitzad the Moikr and Sai Mitzad the Lokeach, to say this word. Whereas in the case of Eloi, the Gemara says that this argument, I can get it, is enough that Mitzad me, there's a killing exactly, but you're still benefiting. So the Gemara on that, so it come out, you know, that's not this Mahalak of thought process would clearly not be like the Sma, who is equating Einloi to Yeshloi once it's Yotzer Hashar. And it's the same level of Kenyan, let's say, if he means that, right? It's a different level of Kenyan. So in the case of Einloi, you need a new Heter to imagine why Mitzad the Moicher, Mitzad the Lekeach slash Malva, why is it Mutzim Mitzad here? Whereas in the case of Yeshloi, the Heter of Nishak and Rishus, we mounted both Mitzad the Lekeach Malva and Mitzad the Moicher. So it's a lot to think about trying to play back into all of the cases, you know, that opens up a fascinating thought. One last thing I want to tell you about this is the Kudah Psika, the Kinyan Etain. It was interesting, you know, I was coming along over here, the Shirvikiyas threw out this argument of, you know, that you were kind of the sus to get, you know, kind of the sus to get L'chara at first glance, should be in the world of Kinyan Etain, which is a machlokes rishonim whether Kinyan Etain works. But if you do say that, that's a fascinating. That's a Kinyan Gubber. That's as much as it's true. It's a Kinyan Gubber right now. If it's a Kinyan, right? That you say that. I can sell that. So I'm selling that for a price. So you have to figure back again. So then all of these things are no longer Avrik Ribbis. They're all Maxis Ribbis. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, that redoes the whole sugya. So I have not thought those through yet, but that's...
that's not what's going on.
What?
Very much unlikely that that's what's going on.
Why do you say that?
They make a Kinyan Ethe. Why
do you say that? The flow of the sugya is not much.
You're making a Kinyan Al-Khabetim. Right. And you're not making the Shchaibesin and Shibudin. The price is not, you know...
So then, you know, then these chalukim between whether you're the yesh or enloi and what type of item it is, you know, you'd have to rethink all, you know, the chalukim are not correct.